Technical Writing Course by Knowles Training Institute. An overview of technical writing. Who is a technical writer? A technical writer explains the product to the end user by creating 1. Technical and software manuals, 2. Handbooks, 3. Technical guides, and 4. Online help. 5. Basic types of documents: description document, installation, configuration, user manual, system reference. Level of IT skills. Technical writers do not need to know how to program computers or have more than a general understanding of the technology, but they must have the ability to learn about a new product and then explain it to others. Enjoys learning and reading. Technical writers generally enjoy learning and reading. They find writing comfortable, though they aren't perfect, and typically revise their work many times. They are both creative and orderly. Most importantly, they put themselves in the end user's position. What do technical writers do? When technical writers approach a new piece of technology, they are inwardly observing their own lack of knowledge. As they interact with and learn the software, they identify the information needs of the software users. They must be able to communicate well with programmers and customers and extract information from them in a professional and personable manner. 5 essential skills of a technical writer: facility with technology, ability to write clearly, talent in showing ideas graphically, patience in problem solving and or troubleshooting, ability to interact with SMEs, subject matter experts. The basics of technical writing. The process of developing information products in technical communication begins with ensuring that the nature of the audience and their need for information is clearly identified. From there, the technical communicator researches and structures the content into a framework that can guide the detailed development. As the information product is created, the paramount goal is ensuring that the content can be clearly understood by the intended audience and it provides the information that the audience needs in the most appropriate format. Climbing up the ladder as a technical writer. Junior technical writers produce the following types of documents: product brochures, websites, and other marketing tools that explain the benefits of the software to buyers, user guides, manuals, tutorials, and step-by-step task lists that guide new users learning the software, installation and maintenance guides that show the administrator and experienced user how to configure and troubleshoot the software. As you advance in your career, you may find yourself writing more advanced documents. Required specifications that document the needs, goals, and environment of the users of the software. Design documents that describe the workings and interactions of the system. Control documents that communicate project standards, configuration, schedule, and work tasks. Test cases that detail the required functionality so the software conforms to the specifications. Audience analysis. Writing for the audience. Documentation is a form of support and product marketing for the audience it targets. Good technical writers have the ability to transfer the knowledge of subject matter experts to the end user through their documentation. It is important to research the product for which you are writing and communicate with the person for whom you are writing. How can you research potential readers? A good starting point in research is the observation of people. Observe your peers and determine common attributes. Writing for a skilled audience relies on technical accuracy. Therefore, an understanding of the business, environment, technology, and theory is essential. Tools we can use to help us in our research include surveys and questionnaires, popular opinion and stereotypes, personal experience, brainstorming documentation efforts, and audience feedback. More research tools. Additional research tools are found in the business environment. For example, a marketing department usually has a clear idea of intended buyers of the software. To best utilize their skill set, determine if a designated resource is accessible and arrange a meeting with them. A good resource can provide marketing analysis, possible pitfalls of terminology usage, and demographics in detail. This information is a good first step in understanding audience analysis. End user analysis. The level of experience with similar products, how they intend to use the software, the jargon they use in their work, environment and expectations. Your reader's environment affects that you write and its format. This leads to some basic questions. What does your reader need to know? Where does she or he need to know it? When does she or he need to learn it? Personas. While creating a fictional character may seem to be an odd start to the process of documenting technological products and processes, it usually works. Why? Because having a persona allows you to think deeply about your audience and cater the information to their needs. Then you can select the appropriate natural metaphors and data structures they will understand. Personas are hypothetical archetypes or stand-ins for actual users that drive the decision-making for interface design projects. Personas are not real people, but they represent real people throughout the design process. Personas are not made up, they are discovered as a byproduct of the investigative process. Although personas are imaginary, they are defined with significant rigor and precision. Names and personal details for personas are made up to make them more realistic. Personas are defined by their goals. Interfaces that satisfy personas, needs, and goals are built. Example number one. Write how to make instant coffee steps for Wing Li. Coffee is an important part of the morning for many people. Unfortunately, there are times when a coffee maker is not available. Luckily, it is still possible to make coffee using hot water and instant coffee. This will show you how to make some. Your total time is 5 minutes. Steps. Number one, boil some water. Number two, add 2 teaspoons of coffee powder in your coffee mug. Three, add 1 teaspoon of sugar if required. 4. Add some cocoa powder or chocolate syrup if you want to. 5. Now add the boiling water to your mug and stir. 6. Add some milk or cream, stir, and your coffee is ready. Exercise. How to make 2 minutes Maggie Me. Remember the 4 steps of technical writing. Identify the audience. Research the content. Structure the content. Ensure it is accurate and understood. Audience analysis consists of 4 steps. 1. The basic 3 questions. 2. Identify persona. 3. Identify needs. 4. Identify attitudes. Research. The B's of interacting with SMEs. Conduct SME interview. Structure. Choose between linear versus non-linear structure. Important information first. Use audience vocabulary. Sentence of structure. 5 rules of concise communication. Write clearly. Use an active voice. Write for application consistency and specify your gender. Check with the MCE. Inner circle test. Focus group test. Common pitfalls. Insufficient research. Being poorly prepared. Irrelevant visuals. Trying to be too clever.